Space News 75. Marie First of Tema, being straight and direct. Hello, thank you for being here with me once more. I hope you are very well today. This is Marie, with another edition of Space News. Welcome to my channel. I take my information very seriously, and for whoever has eyes to see. I am writing this on the morning of April 25th, 2025. I usually don't write messages to my viewers and about my YouTube channel at the beginning of one of my Space News videos. Still, this time I decided to do so because I need as many people as possible to listen to what I have to say. Most viewers only see the first few minutes of any video, not everyone makes it to the end, as is with any YouTube video anyway. First, I want to thank the sponsors of my channel for all your love and support. As I have said so many times before, you are the ones who are keeping me here writing and making these videos, because what YouTube gives me is by far not enough to finance all what Tejitans need while here near Earth. Now, this brings me to the next related point. Many people still ask why extraterrestrials need money, and the answer is that while in there, and our natural habitat, back home, we do not need money, as it is not used in any advanced holistic society, yet, we are not in our civilizations, we are here, right outside Earth, and being in orbit is perfectly comparable to living in a cabin up in a mountain, where you eventually will need to go down to civilization to purchase food and whatever else is needed. So, for whatever practical means we need operational money simply to be here, and to do whatever is needed because, as you know, on Earth, nothing works without money, and we cannot replicate it for several reasons I don't want to go into right now. Coming back to those of you who are kindly sponsoring me and my channel, and everyone and everything that depends on it. When you donate, you will get a little thank you message, but they are sent by hand as they are not many, so they are not automated. It is me who sends the information to CIC who in turn sends the message to you, but we can do this only once a day, so depending on the hour of your donation, you may receive the message very soon after or until the next day. And sometimes your emails bounce our messages, so if you do not receive yours, please check your spam folder and your settings, and simple errors may occur as well. And about the beautiful messages some of you send with your donations, please know that I read them all, and I love them dearly, yet I cannot respond with another message because, although most of you are great, wonderful people I consider my friends, others would cause trouble if I answer, as this can quickly turn into a very difficult to control situation, as some people demand impossible things, or get too emotionally dependent. My predecessors faced that problem many times before, and I am not willing to make the same mistakes. It would be nice to have a server where we could interact with you directly, filtering out the trolls from the nice people somehow, with it being able to get closer to all of you, yet there is another delicate situation or problem with this that you must be made aware of. Perhaps before, at the beginning, when my predecessors started to give their Tejetan messages, they were very dedicated in doing so, with not many other activities here in orbit. The problem is that now, since I became the Tejetan Queen, things have changed, because we are conducting several procedures or maneuvers in a hands-on, direct manner. These operations are very delicate, and many times the lives of people, Tejitans, and Earth humans, are at stake. We cannot afford to cancel, or to lose an operation, or place someone in serious danger simply because one of us, who may be interacting with someone else on Earth, got too blabby and shared something sensitive. Many of our former contacts insisted on us giving them privileged information, quote, just for them, and as Tejitans are people pleasers, they tend to trust people too fast, they share too much sensitive information, which may place others at risk. We cannot afford any information leak, Just because someone wanted to be sensationalist, sharing something on purpose or by accident, on social media, as that may get someone killed, I hope you can understand. This takes me to the next extremely important point. All this means that I have been forced to cancel all direct communications with everyone on the surface of Earth. There is simply too much at stake, as a lot is going on, as you will see further on. Be aware of the next thing. This means that if you find anyone out there in the media, on whatever platform, doesn't matter, saying or stating that they are one of us, or that they are talking to any member of my team, they are lying. There are countless imposters out there who mimic or simulate us, simply for a laugh, to ridicule us or to ask for money. So be careful with this, as the only valid links that get to my accounts are the ones you will find in this YouTube channel's description, and in the box under each video, and nowhere else. If the link to donate is not in my YouTube channel, then it is fake, and it is a fraud. This takes me to my next statement. I am the only one of the entire Tejetan crew in 9 starships here who is talking. Perhaps later on, Kira of Tema, who is my CIC chief or DK, may start talking as well, but only on my YouTube channel, or in another completely under my control, but for now, only I am talking and through this YouTube channel only. I am not found anywhere else. And I am in no other social media platform, so if you find someone claiming to be me outside this YouTube channel, then she is an imposter. And I am the only one talking right now, because I must have total control over what is being said and shared to the public, as opposing forces also listen to me, and those may be human, or not human, because I am working against a lot of formidable opposition, and as you know, they already attempted against my life at least twice in this first year of me being the Tejetan Queen. They attempted against the lives of 2 other people, Dor Korlel and former Queen Alanim, and they succeeded in taking the lives of 2 of our closest friends, Ragel and Zeniel of Tema, as I have already informed you in previous Space News videos. I cannot afford stupid mistakes that come from sharing something sensitive that may not be authorized, simply because someone talked too much, perhaps after being questioned extensively. Therefore, all surface direct communication has been halted, and I repeat this because it is of prime importance. And at this point, and with everything that is going on, I do not know when I may reinstall direct communication with old and new friends down there on Earth. Now, I am prepared to share with you an example of why tightness in communication is so critical at this point. I am glad to inform you that 167 Tejetan young women who were taken from our planets by force, by the Cabal's secret space program, have been rescued from their captors by Tejetan special forces from the starships Alcyone and Asterope. They were taken for hideous purposes by the Cabal that rules Earth, and with the full cooperation of the Dark Alfrata Centauri government, as I will call it from now on, as there are at least 2 levels to it. The rescue operations took place just 3 days ago, and were the result of several weeks to months of research, infiltration and espionage, and detailed strategic and tactical planning. I cannot say from where they were rescued, but I can say that they were found in 3 main hubs, one found in Central Europe, another in North America, and the third and largest one, in Latin America. Along with the 167 Tejetan young females, another 211 fully human ones were also rescued, as they were all mixed together, giving us a total of 378 rescued. The 167 Tejetans were taken back to their home planets, Era and Tema, for extensive healing. The remaining 211 human ones were transported to the Andromedan biosphere ship Viera, to a location designed to look like a place on Earth, also for healing, this time by the Alphratons being guided by the Andromedans themselves. We do not know what will happen to them after the so-called healing, but we will keep our eyes on whatever the Centauri and the Andromedans do, as we will demand constant updates. We cannot take responsibility for the well-being of those 211 human females, because the Galactic Federation gave us their green light for this rescue operation, on the condition that the handling of any humans be given to the Alphrata Centauri, who they claim to be under Andromedan mentorship. I know you don't like this, and I dislike it as much as you, but there is another aspect you must be made aware of. We cannot adopt unknowns into our society without a very long research period, as the Cabal has used this infiltration method many times before, making a victim in great need, suddenly turning against those who rescued him or her. This will not be the last operation of this kind, as many of our people are still missing, but I can now talk about it limitedly, if YouTube even permits me to mention this kind of subjects. I know it does not like them as it favors empty entertainment, like celebrities caught lying about their going to space, and so on. We are not idle and simply going round and round the planet Earth doing nothing, as some of you may think. Perhaps that was so before I came to power. Now I will make things happen. I will not only talk about doing them, and I will only state what we are doing, after it is done, and never before. I am a doer, not a talker. These past rescue operations were not perfect, but they had to be done. I regret to inform you that Tejetan Special Operations lost two people while at it. Special Operator Hashmalim, NXL of Tema, and Special Operator Hashmalim, Serenel of Era, both of the starship Alcyone, were killed in action. They both gave their lives so others may live. And their heroism will never be forgotten. Their remains will be transported to Tema and Era with full honors, and I will have to write a very difficult and emotional letter to their families. I guess with this, I can make you see why irresponsibly sharing something we may say, or something of ours, only for sensationalist reasons, can have disastrous and terrible results. And this is why only I can share our information right now, and this is why if you find someone else on social media, claiming to belong to my teams, or claiming to be me, you must know they are lying. We are tight regarding information right now, because we are not idle, we are fighting for our people and humanity. Want another example? Just a few hours before the Pope was officially declared dead, a huge Atorthan battleship entered Earth's orbit, but just outside the designated 500,000 kilometers altitude that is taken as Earth's legal airspace, or space-space, so it is officially still in interplanetary space. The single Atorthan battleship is huge, roughly twice the size and mass of an Alcyone-class Tejetan dreadnought, and it is meant for one purpose only, and it is to intimidate. It has the design characteristics of a reptile-built battleship, black, square, and full of spikes. This is a testimony to the obvious cooperation between the Atorthans and dubious reptile races from the general region of Orion. Orbiting above the ever-changing 500,000 altitude legal Earth orbit, they do not have to declare what they are doing here, nor their intentions, yet the Galactic Federation has officially informed us that it is an Atorthan craft which is here for diplomatic purposes only. I must remind you that we have associated Atorthan presence and movement around Earth with important changes, wars, and shifts of power on the planet, so add the dots regarding the Pope, which we know passed away at least 2 months ago, and did not conveniently die during Easter, as you are being told. It is easy to notice that the presence of that Atorthan battleship may be a response to the recent arrival of the Tejetan dreadnoughts Atlas and Aldebaran, yet I must remind them that if I have brought them here it is because Tejetans do feel in danger here, more so after having suffered two attempts against their new queen, and at least two of their citizens have been killed by Cabal Federation operatives, and while at home. As a response to this, the Taygetan dreadnought Atlas shadowed their craft for over a day before returning to our fleet formation. The Irma, who have never gotten along well with the Atorthans, also reacted strongly, as King Rua ordered three more of his dreadnought battle ships here, the Claw 19, the Claw 54 and the Claw 99. Adding to the Claw 44 and the Irma flagship, the Avian one, we now have a total of five Irma heavy ships here. That reptile-built Atorthan battleship is twice as large as an Irma Claw-class dreadnought, yet King Rua stated that if they do anything funny, he will not hesitate to open fire against them. Right now, two of his Claw-class ships are shadowing the Atorthan craft at a safe distance, monitoring everything they do, and they have stated that it appears not to have any direct shuttle traffic with Earth, only a lot of activity, to and from, the Andromedan biosphere ship Viera. I will keep you informed. Besides what I mentioned above against Taygetans, against me and two others, there are countless other incidents, kidnappings, assassinations, and attacks against Taygetans which I cannot mention here yet. It is always a pleasure to write for you, my friends. This will be all for today. As always, thank you for watching my video, and for liking, sharing, and subscribing for more. It helps this channel grow a lot. And I hope to see you here next time. With much love and appreciation, your friend, Marie.